This week on the Andrew and Pete Show, we talk snogging with Jay Akunzo, we get slow with Brian Fanzo, and we do the tango with Jay Bear. Oh, you might need a poncho. It's the Andrew and Pete Show.
Show with me, Andrew,
and me, Pete.
This is the show where your favourite marketers battle it out to be crowned the ultimate marketing champion whilst teaching you all about marketing. So, Pete, let's get this show on the road. Wrong answers.
Hello, Joe Palizzi, and welcome. Are you excited, Joe?
I'm excited. I want to make it happen. Let's do this.
All right. So in this part of the show, we give Joe some quick fire questions, and all he has to do is answer them wrong. For everyone he gets wrong, he will win a point. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Right. I'm ready. Okay. Let's do it.
Three, right. Two, one, go.
What's better, social media marketing world or content marketing world?
Social media marketing world.
What is the book Epic Content Marketing about?
It's about how to be successful in social media.
True or false, only losers wear orange.
There's two right answers to this one and two wrong answers. I'll say true.
Name something you have in your pocket right now.
I have a Luke Skywalker action figure.
Sorry, we threw in a few curveballs there.
Yeah, there were some thinkers.
That's it?
That's it.
Come on, I'm ready. I'm just getting warmed up. Let's do this.
Okay, well done. Well done. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 right.
Four right.
Four right.
Correct.
Right. Or okay. Four correctly wrong. Yeah. Marketing. Snug. Marry. Avoid.
Okay, this week on Marketing Snog, Marry, Avoid, we have Jay Akunzo. How you doing, Jay?
Doing well, guys.
Most Americans don't understand snog. Do you know what snog means?
Oh, yeah, of course, making out.
Okay, yeah, okay. I felt like an idiot.
We've had to demonstrate with all the other guests. It's been a little awkward.
We used to go down to the pond in my neighborhood, and we'd snog on the log by the bog. It's not a real thing.
We have another snogger here. Okay, in this round, we are going to give you three marketing tools, tactics, or strategies, and all you have to do, Jay, is tell us which one you would snog, i.e. use just for one day, marry, which one you would use forever, or which one you would avoid, i.e. never ever use again.
Why isn't it flog?
Flog,
like whip
marry,
them?
Avoid.
Like flog.
It's snog, marry, or avoid, Jay.
Don't change the rules. So, since we first met you, Jay, on Snapchat, we thought we would ask you which one would you snog, marry, avoid from Snapchat stories, Instagram stories, or Facebook stories?
Oh, interesting. Wow. So, you guys did indeed meet me on Snapchat, but I have since moved all of my, I'd call it like ephemeral storytelling, 24-hour expiration storytelling, to Instagram. Mm-hmm. I was doing the same things on two channels. It was annoying and disruptive to my schedule. I was less productive for the actual stuff I wanted to be worthy of following for, right? My show, my speeches. And I found myself too repetitive for people that followed me on both channels. And so for time, for deep work, and for my audience, I switched it all to Instagram. So I'm actually going to avoid, let's say, Facebook stories, because that's, I think, the most copycat and the least useful for me. But between the two, Snapchat and Instagram, I did indeed snog Snapchat stories. Yep, that's, you guys caught me snogging Snapchat hard. That's how we met. And then this is going well. And then I'm going to marry Instagram stories, because I think the two of them both understand these micro must-see TV moments, the reason people keep coming back. They understand the psychology of how people consume media, yeah. But Instagram has been innovating faster. They've been less distracted. They're backed by the most innovative company right now on the planet. Maybe Amazon would be up there too with Facebook. But whereas Snapchat, their CEO, Evan Spiegel, is appearing on like some European version of like Vanity Fair magazine, and he's trying to be a celebrity. So given the leadership, given the innovation, given the fact that they're backed by all those resources, I'm going to spend my life in forever with Instagram stories.
You heard it here first, guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jay, for playing marketing Snog Murray Avoid.
You're
stop
welcome.
Stop making out with Snapchat.
If we catch you on there again.
It's a mistake. Look, we all make them, all right?
The slow fire round. Hello, Brian Fanzo, and welcome to the Slow Fire Round. Why don't you tell our listeners and our viewers a little bit more about you and what you do?
So I talk slow and tweet slow. No, I talk fast and I tweet faster, which doesn't really work well for the slower fire round, but we'll play with that. My name is Brian Fanzo, better known as iSocialFans, which is kind of my personal brand, my Twitter handle, and which happens to be my business. To put it simply, I translate the geek speak for brands, helping them leverage new media and tell their story using technologies like live video, Instagram, Snapchat, and all of that fun, including podcasting. I host two podcasts myself. One's called Smack Talk, which stands for Social, Mobile, Analytics, and Cloud. It's a very geeky podcast. And then another one is FOMO Fans, which stands for the Fear of Missing Out. And my goal is to cure your fear of missing out, which is really a very geeky one as well. So I guess to summarize, I'm pretty much a big geek that likes to play in marketing and social media.
Love it. Love it.
Awesome.
Right. So this is a slow fire round. So we are slowing it down a little bit, but we are still going to be having some fun. We've got three questions for you, and all you have to do is answer these three questions without saying three specific words. Every time you say these words, then you will lose a point. Right, so your words, Brian, are live, stream, and create.
That's gonna be good.
Well done. Your research, guys, is impeccable. Let's go.
All right. The first question is, what is your most shared piece of content, and why do you actually think that is?
So my most shared piece of content is my 40 plus tools for personal branding. Mm-hmm. And I think it's twofold. Some people actually believe that I use 40 tools a day in personal branding, and other people were amazed that there were even 40 personal branding tools that existed. Mm. And so it became a piece of content that exploded. And the interesting thing about it was a list that we just kind of ported over into a blog post. And so that's my most successful. And I think it's mainly just because it's the combo of the geek and the fact that my personal brand happens to be everywhere and anywhere.
Love it.
I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. What is your biggest time saver when it comes to creating content?
So my biggest time saver for content is really putting a time clock on myself. I think for me, I believe that perfection is a fairy tale. But if I open up Final Cut and I'm using Final Cut to tell a story, I can spend hours in there, perfecting things. But if I know that I only want to spend 10 minutes, I make sure to put a clock on it. And I open up certain tools that also have certain limitations. Therefore, it prevents me from sometimes doing things. The difference between opening Adobe to create a graphic versus using Canva, that to me makes a difference in my productivity time.
I heard a create in
that. I heard a create in that.
There was one.
It was a small one. It was almost like a connective word.
If I talk fast enough, the words come into like multiple words in a row.
I was really hard to keep up.
I can never.
I was like, I should really be listening to what he's saying, but I'm just trying too hard to see if he said create or not.
Well done.
I like that idea though that you're physically limiting yourself to make sure you do keep more productive and more focused, rather than just hoping or saying that you're going to be more focused and productive. Mm. So that's quite cool.
That's cool.
All right. Final question. What do you wish you had done sooner when it comes to content marketing?
I would say developing my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. I always was told that, you know, YouTube's the second largest search engine, owned by the first largest search engine, which is Google. But for me, there's this element of video that was a little bit intimidating, but also the nuances of being successful on YouTube really requires you to understand the platform, which is why I always look to friends like Amy, who were doing it correctly. And for me, it wasn't until the video that platforms like Facebook and Periscope and Meerkat came out where I fell in love with the power of video, just in a different form of video where it wasn't overly produced. And looking back, I think if I would have put some of my time and focus into my YouTube channel, it probably would have helped once I fell in love with video down the road.
Mm-hmm. Are you focusing more on YouTube now?
Sadly, I'm not, and I probably still should take that same advice. I decided to focus on Facebook being my video hub, surprisingly enough. So my Facebook page, kind of fine-tuning my playlist and things on my Facebook page, mm-hmm. has taken priority. But I uploaded – in the last 7 days, I've uploaded 3 videos to YouTube, which might be the most I've ever uploaded in 7 days. So I'm moving that direction.
Yeah, okay.
That's cool. That's cool. That's great. We live that tip. Like, that's what we always say, isn't it? We've got so much from our vlog that we just wish we'd started sooner. Mm-hmm. So 100% agree with that.
I think you get so much better as well. Like, mm-hmm. I wish we were as good as we were now a year ago.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. It took me 1,700 live streams before, you know, I started doing lots of those fun things. And I can use both of those words in one sentence after. It was the after question.
Is that one word or two?
I didn't even realize that one. I'm glad you picked up on that one.
I picked up on that. Yeah, it was good.
Awesome. Well, I had to answer it the first time without even mentioning either one, although it being the main substance of the answer to that question.
You did well.
You did good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Brian. Where can people find out more about you and what you do?
Consistency is important. So I am iSocialFans with a Z at the end on every channel, on every platform. My website's iSocialFans. And so that's if you're on the platform, I can almost promise you there's an iSocialFans there, and that's me.
Awesome.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
And now, an intermission. This podcast is brought to you by Atomic, the membership site for the small but mighty solopreneur and business owner. Atomic is a community of like-minded, thriving businesses who support each other to achieve incredible things every day. Check it out at andrewrumpede.com/Atomic.
Tweet or no tweet?
Is it a tweet? I don't know. Is it a tweet or is it not a tweet? I don't know.
Hello, Amy Schmittauer, and welcome to Tweet or No Tweet. We're going to provide you with a list of 5 tweets, and you have to tell us whether they are real, i.e. you've actually tweeted those tweets, or did we just make them up out of thin air?
Oh my gosh, okay.
Okay, so you're going to get a point for every correct one that you guess is either real or not real. Are you ready?
I think so. I'm kind of nervous about this one because I think I know everything I tweeted, but I don't. I also have a terrible memory, so let's do this.
We had a lot of fun with this one. Yeah,
your Twitter profile has been around a while. I think yours is one of the oldest Twitter profiles of all the guests.
Oh my gosh, I bet it is.
All right, okay, so the first tweet is this. The Hills may be the dumbest show on TV, but I still watch it for fashion, hair, and makeup tips. Lol. Was that a real tweet or was that a fake made-up tweet by us?
That is an old real tweet.
Correct.
That is correct. Well done.
And I said that because I was afraid to tell everybody I actually loved the show, but yes, I also got those tips from that. Yeah.
Here comes tweet number 2. Can someone please give me Kim Kardashian's hair? I want it.
I feel like I feel that, but I don't think I tweeted it.
Okay, so you're going to go with fake tweet?
Fake tweet.
Fake tweet. The answer is, it's real. It's
real. You guys went back really far. There is no way that is a recent tweet.
That was
yesterday.
That was tweeted.
No, it was not yesterday.
The 12th of December, 2009. That one came from...
All I want for Christmas is Kardashian's hair.
I didn't know Kim Kardashian was famous in 2009. I don't think she had made it this side of the pond then.
Yes, right. Definitely.
All right, the third tweet. Had to scrounge up some change for my bagel this morning. Need it.
Yes, I tweeted that.
You did tweet that.
I tweeted that for sure. Because I used to get a bagel at my work, and I wanted it every single day. But then the days I would be like, you're not going to have a bagel today, I would make sure I didn't have any money, and then I would break down and try to find change to get the bagel so I could have it. That's an old tweet, too. You guys literally went to the beginning of my profile. This isn't even that fun.
We went back. There's no please subscribe to Sorry Sexy Socials in here. No. Okay, here comes your fourth tweet. No food in the house. Guess I'm eating popcorn for lunch. Not really complaining. Smiley face.
That is incredibly accurate of me. So I think that's a real tweet.
That is a real tweet.
Oh my gosh.
All right, okay. Last one. So excited about Twitter lists. I don't really like TweetDeck, so this is a great alternative to categorizing. Real or not real?
I think that's a real tweet.
It's a real tweet.
You guys tricked me!
Yours are just so good.
Mine were too good, you couldn't make up any fake tweets.
No, we had to cut it down so far to that far.
We've got a backlog of 20 tweets you could have put in here.
That's freaking special.
Marketing Tango! This week on Marketing Tango, we are joined by the amazing Jay Bell! In this
Ready
round,
to
we
tango.
Are going to play a fun game of categories, and you are going to be battling out against Andrew.
Oh yeah, it's on.
Oh yeah, bring
Why
it
can't
on.
I battle it out against Pete? Why can't I pick my opponent? This is ridiculous.
Because Pete was terrible at this game.
I was the worst at this game. We couldn't even practice this game because I was so bad. Even with the answers wrote in front of me.
Know your strengths. It's an important business lesson.
Yes. This is what I bring to the table. Marketing Tango.
This is it. This is it.
So you get a point for everything that you name correctly within a certain category, which I'm going to give you in a second. You'll get a point for everyone you get right, but you also get a bonus 5 points if you can beat Andrew. And he's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So watch out.
And if I provide an answer that is not true or incorrect, then I am booted out of this game.
You don't get the point, and you are booted out of the game, and you can't say the same thing as Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got it.
Bro. All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Are you ready, Jay?
I guess. I don't know what the category is, which puts me at a bit of a disadvantage. I assume that Andrew does, which feels like this is totally unfair to begin with, but okay.
Wholesome advantages.
Yeah. So the category here is marketing podcast hosts.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
sure.
Andrew will be going first. You ready? You can do this, Andrew.
I got it. Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Jay Bear.
You took mine. Mark Schaefer.
Michael Stelzner.
Andrew.
Andy Crestadina.
Pete, I guess.
Amy Schmittauer.
Tom Webster.
Oh, no!
on, man.
I feel like on, I had more than that in me as well. I was ready to go all day.
Okay, so you had no chance at this, actually, because I don't know if you guys know this. It may have predated the Andrew and Pete phenomenon, but I used to own a website called marketingpodcast.com, which was Google for marketing podcasts. So you really had no chance at that category.
Oh, my God. He just got his old database there.
He did, yeah.
Literally, I have like I have a list of like 675. So you were not gonna win that.
Yeah, I feel like our jingle was only 2 minutes. I don't think we would have time to get through that many. But thank you,
Jay. Done, and congratulations, you get a bonus 5 points. Woohoo!
Oh, excellent. I'm gonna need that too. I'm gonna need those 5. Let's play again for 10 points. Same category.
Now it's time for the quickest marketing tip of the week. Starring our amazing guest expert, Kim Gast.
Serve, don't sell.
And that was the quickest marketing tip from our guest expert of the week.
Room 101.
Mark Schaefer, welcome to Room 101. This is where you get to banish a tool, tactic, a person into Room 101, never to be seen again. This is your chance to have a little bit of a rant and a moan. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm a big moaner. I'm going to enjoy this.
Oh my God.
Awesome. TMI, baby, TMI.
Definitely TMI. Mark, what would you love to put?
But I see you're blushing. They can't see that on the podcast, but I can see that you're blushing.
You're going to have to edit that out.
Yeah. I don't like pop-up ads. I mean, my big thing is, why would we treat people differently online than we would offline? We wouldn't say, oh, before you come into my store, you need to give us an email address or something like that. So, I mean, treat people online with courtesy, with respect, like you'd like to be treated, and don't do all this lead nurturing, which is a gentle way of saying I'm going to annoy you till you buy something, or pop up ads. I mean, treat people online like you would offline.
I like that.
You should like that.
Just gonna go take our pop-up off our website.
Off everything quickly, yeah. Phone Mark goes to our website.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take 10 of them off, but leave one on.
Yeah, okay. No, we'll have to take 11 off if we leave one off. All right, Mark, I like that one. We can put pop-up ads straight into room 101.
Boom.
Tool, don't drool.
Okay, in this next round, we have Tool Don't Drool with the amazing Peg Fitzpatrick.
I think this one might drool.
Is so, so easy. All you have to do is not drool, right?
That
sounds simple. But it's not quite that easy. So we want to get you to take a mouthful of water, please. And what we're going to do is ask you what's your most favorite tool of the moment. And why it's your most favorite tool of the moment. If you spit, spray,
I thought I just had to say the name.
Then you will lose 5 points. But if you can do it without spitting or spraying or drooling or dribbling or anything like that, then you win 5 points. Are we clear?
This is not going to be pretty. Oh, do I just have to say the name of the tool? I have to say why?
You have to say why.
The tool and why.
Favorite.
Okay.
Are you ready? Take a mouthful.
So, Peg Fitzpatrick, what is your favorite tool and why?
Maybe swallow a tiny bit. First.
Instagram.
Yay! Instagram.
And why?
Why is it your favorite tool at the moment?
Hmm.
I can't. You can take more than it's fun. I was like, I took the hugest mouthful. Like, it's really hard to gauge, like, how much. And my mouth was, like, so full. I was like, okay.
So you know, we're going to give you 5 points.
Not get the why out.
We'll give you the points for that. You did well.
That was impressive. You did well. Yeah.
So I laughed. I mean, laughing, not spitting is hard.
True. But what? You did swallow it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Why Instagram?
It's just fun. Actually, like, I always judge by, like, which is the first thing that I pick up in the morning. Like, where do I want to go look? And I like the conversations on Instagram, and I like the fun things in Instagram stories. Like, I like watching people's Instagram stories and seeing where they are and what they're doing. And there's just so many fun things about it where I feel like I'm really – Facebook just between Pinterest and Instagram for me – as far as social networks go, I mean, there's so many tools, but I just love Instagram. Do you guys like it?
We love Instagram.
Yeah, we're getting way more into Instagram, aren't mm-hmm. we?
Yeah. Yeah.
It appeals to our creative side.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, like, the people who are making big money on social media are YouTubers who also Instagram. The YouTube-Instagram combination is, like, big. Like, those people are smart. Like, for years, people are tweeting, like, oh my gosh, how can you make money doing this? Well, guess what? You had to make YouTube videos. Even Facebook is very hard to monetize. I just think, not because of money in my, like, Instagram, but I just like the, like, you can have great conversations with people. Mm-hmm. And I do like the direct messaging, and boomerangs are fun. Like, it just has fun features. Like, it's fun. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I really think it's, but it's also good business. Like, it's good. Like, if we're doing a video, like you guys shared this morning, like, hey, we have this great day lined up. What are you guys doing? Like, it's just kind of fun to do, like, little updates.
Yeah.
It's kind of the, like, cooler place to do it now where you used to do it on Facebook. But I don't know. I just like it. It's fun.
We live the stories. We love just making fun stories.
Yeah. We were well into Snapchat.
We were into Snapchat quite a lot, quite heavily.
So then
Instagram stories came along. It was like, yeah, damn. Bye, Snapchat. But hello, Instagram.
Some of the filters on Snapchat, like, you still have to go over there and, like, down, like, do the things over there and then bring it over to Instagram stories. Yeah. Because they're better.
They've started to steal, like, the exact same filters, though, as well, which is...
I keep putting my tongue out, though, expecting the dog's tongue to come out on Instagram. It doesn't come out.
You just look like an idiot.
They lick
the screen. But you know, you never had to actually stick your tongue out in the first place. You just had to open your mouth.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
I like the little glasses one, though. On Instagram, the glasses one where you're like...
Glasses ones never work for me. I always look like an idiot.
Yeah,
that's funny. I put 2 pairs of glasses on today.
I know you know, it's funny. The glasses actually look like my black. I don't know if they're out right here, but my black glasses look exactly like the ones on there.
Oh, so really?
I'm trying to do the nerd glasses to look like my regular nerd glasses.
That's quite funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right then. Okay. Thank you so much for taking part in Tool. Don't drool.
Killer questions. Hello and welcome to this week's Killer Questions. This is the part of the show where we have a little bit of a taste of our own medicine and you get to ask us the questions. Are you ready, Pete, for this week's question?
I'm ready.
Hey, Andrew and Pete. Richard Tupp here, the IT business growth expert. Congratulations on the new podcast. Quick question for you. What's the one thing that you see people doing in marketing that you wish they would stop doing?
Great question there. Thanks, Richard. I feel like without knowing it, you've allowed us to play Room 101.
Yes.
I'm quite excited.
That's good. I'm gonna kick this off.
Go for it.
This is an obvious one for us. Boring content. Just boring content. Plain, unoriginal, the same content as everyone else content. Come on, guys, we need to step it up. We need to do something a little bit different. We need to add some personality. We need to make it more on brand and a bit more unique. That's my biggest kind of pet peeve that winds me up.
I agree. I feel like we can put that into Room 101. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ka-ching!
Thanks, Richard. It's going in Room 101.
I think for me, I think what really winds me up is the whingers and the waiters, right? So there's a lot of people that whinge about things in marketing, we find. It's just, is a little bit irritating. Mm-hmm. And people that whinge about new things that are happening and wait to see how they're doing, rather than just kind of jumping in, trying it for yourself, but they would rather just kind of stand back, maybe whinge about bots, maybe whinge about video, maybe whinge about live, oh, it's not going to work for me, or all of this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. rather than just having a go for themselves and making an informed decision. There's a lot of whinging in marketing, and I feel like we need a bit more of a positive mindset if we want to do well.
I agree. I'm going to put that in Rule 101.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to put that in
the whingers and the waiters.
Exactly. Bye-bye.
Ka-ching! Ka-ching.
I'm pulling the little,
pulling the fake lever.
The fake, right, Room 101 lever here, but you can't see it.
We're not on camera, no. So you're just going to have to believe us, mm-hmm. guys. All right. Thank you so much, Richard. That was a great killer question.
Surprise! Guest of the week.
Okay, now it's time for our surprise special guest, and I'm hoping it's third time lucky mm-hmm. this week, Pete. And we have a biggie.
Oh, yes.
We have co-founder of Apple himself, Steve Wozniak. Ooh. Guys, if you know us, you know that we are complete Apple mm-hmm. geeks. So I don't know what we're going to ask.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Hang on. I just got a message from him. It says, you can't get Skype to work? It's going to have to cancel.
Damn it, Microsoft! Guess we'll just have to go to the scores.
That was the end of episode 3 of the Andrew and Pete Show. Andrew, how's everyone doing at this point? What are the scores?
Well, let's celebrate for Amy Schmittauer because she is no longer the bottom of the pack here. We've got Brian Fanzo with -3 at the bottom. Brian. Sorry, Brian. Amy Schmittauer is on -1. Mark Schaefer, 1 point. Anne Handley, 2 points. Jay Akunzo and Kim Garst are both on 5 points. Joe Pulitz is on 6 points. Jay Bear is on 9 points. And then joint top, we have Peg Fitzpatrick and Chris Ducker, who both have 12 points each. It's hotting up.
Really, really hope you've enjoyed this show. And if you have, please, please give us a great rating and review in whatever place that you get your podcasts from. It'll really, really help us out a lot. And it'll help more people to find this show.
That, guys, was the Andrew and Pete Show!